as we are living, there are many things that a man has to check. You see, people go to school, and in order for them to go to the next level, there is always what we call examination. And no parent or no one will ever stop the child. That day, if you are sick, the parent will even make sure that that sickness is not serious, because it is your day of test for the next level. So it is for us, the children of God. He said, every new level, new devil. So he takes us from one degree of glory to another. So every time that you are moving from one step to another one, it is you being increased, but it is not coming without opposition. That is one thing that a child of God will have to understand, because Jesus never said that we are going to have it easy. John 16:33, in me you will have peace, but in the world ye shall have what? Tribulation. But be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. The Lord had overcome the world. And in this ministry, Faith Victory Ministry, whatsoever that is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Even our faith. So it would take faith for a man, a child of God, to live here and to overcome every single work of darkness against your life. And you have to overcome that work. So from time to time, it's not like something is wrong with you, but you go for checkup. You go for checkup because you want to make sure that you are healthy. And this is what we are going to do today. You know, it is interesting because we know that there is a reward awaiting for everyone and each one of us as Christians. But it is important to see the reward also so that you can work hard. Olympic Games, it is every 4 years that they organize it. Do you think that people, those that are in competition, you think that they wait few months before the game and then they start training themselves? Obviously not. As soon as one is finished, one is already looking into the prize. He said, this time I didn't get anything, but the next 4 years, I will make sure that I get there. He's looking for that gold medal. None of them is targeting bronze. Even though he might get bronze, but he's not targeting bronze. Everyone wants to get gold. If you are running the race, you have to set yourself right. Have the right mindset so that you will have the right training. You fail to train, you have prepared to fail. You fail to train, you have prepared to fail. That's the way it works. So what the Lord has purposed for our lives, the Lord said that. He said in John 14:1, he talks about, you know, we have to put our trust in the Lord. Because he said that he is going, that in his father's house there are many mansions. And if it was not so, he wouldn't have told us. And he is coming for us. So one thing that is sure is that, I don't know, people are building mansions over there. Or mansions are built. Mansions are built. And he is coming for us to go and inherit those mansions. Scripture is very clear about what has been reserved for the child of God. We are running a race for a prize. How well you get prepared will determine how great the prize will be. Simple. We have things here that we're going to go through it, because it is important for one that is working to see the type of wages that he's going to get. How much are you paying me? What is my profit out of this work that I'm going to do? The Lord, for the believer, is also going to reward us. The Lord is going to reward us. There is a reward awaiting for us. And that's what I would like to talk about this morning. So the title will simply be, The Awaiting Rewards. the awaiting rewards. Rewards, you know, the reward is the crown that is given to the overcomer. Overcomer of what? Everyone that is a victor. So you can't talk about victory when you have not put on any fight. You have to fight before you can get a victory. So this race of life is a race of fight. That's what we said. You don't get prepared into the arena of contention or arena of battle. You have prepared to fail. You will get there, but how well are you prepared is going to determine your outcome of the whole situation. And we are being watched. Crowns are going to be given to everyone and each one of us in this race. Even we human beings, especially our parents. There is a scripture here, the book of Proverbs, Proverbs 17 and the verse is 6. It's an interesting scripture. He said, children's children are the crown of the old men. Children's children are the crown of old men, and the glory of children are their fathers. Children's children, that is your grandchildren, are the crown of you that have become a grandfather. You know, the crown of the grandfather, it is to see your life at certain point of time and seeing all these children around you. And then your life is making sense now. You are thinking, so I didn't really, you know, work that hard for nothing. I see myself and I can see that there is, you know, my lineage is continuing. I have all these kids around me. The strength is not there anymore. But you can see that all the mighty strength that you put together to raise these kids, and their children are, and you see yourself around, you see all them running around. Oh, what a beautiful thing. Lord, I thank you. That time you have the gray hair. The glory is to see all these kids around. And the children, the pride of the father is to see their children also doing well. What a glorious thing that the Lord has done. So, if we, being earthly fathers and earthly children, can take such a great joy from such a scripture, how much more the heavenly father? Or if we can look onto things that we consider to be crowns in the earth here, how much more what the Lord had reserved for us as crowns in heaven. Heaven is way higher. What the earth considered to be the most precious element, gold. That is why we give them gold price for the race. In heaven, the pavement is of what? Gold. Pavement. When you step in the street in heaven is gold. So if the street where you are walking is gold, what type of shoe will you be wearing? What type of pillow will you put your head on? What type of mansion that Jesus Christ is building over there? If you cannot see the price, you cannot be well prepared. Simple. That is why before the year 2015 starts, before any year start, you have to sit down and evaluate. Companies are evaluating their employees. For what purpose? To increase them. To promote them. You have to see these things. So we are not going to pass this year without also filling up the evaluation paper. But we are looking onto that price. So these kinds of crowns, they are also available to the believers that will overcome. Believers that will overcome what? That will overcome the spiritual warfare that we are in here. This is not a place of fanfare, because we are not here to be sitting down and eating and waking up and then nothing else. God put you here and all that you do or all that you are thinking is how much you will build, how much you will save, how much you will have to eat, and life stopped just right here, then there is no much meaning about life, because there is no difference between you and the one that is not serving God. You come 11 o'clock at night, you are here in the name of Jesus and you are praying. By the time you get home, 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, before you get home, you are doing so much and putting so much, but if you are not conscious of the reason why you are doing these things, you might get tired. You might get tired. But what we see, when we see what we are laboring for, you can't get tired. You cannot. You know, Solomon made a statement in Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and the verse is 11. He said, I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not for the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to the men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happeneth to them all. Time and chance happeneth to them all. That is grace. Time and chance happeneth to them all. When I read such a scripture, please do not stand, you know, do not sit at your corner or stand at your corner and thinking that God is not fair. The Lord is pretty much fair. He is fair. He despised nobody. And we are all, you know, starting from the same starting point. It is amazing. They have in the Olympics what they call, you know, the 400 meters. So what they do, you will see that all the baton, that is even sometimes they will place someone ahead of you. And you'll be thinking that that person is way ahead. No, the calculation has been done. You that is closer to the inner circle, you have to know that the distance, your distance, and the guy that is outside the circle or who is at the outer circle, you have to know that your distance and his distance is the same. But if you look at it, you are here and it looks like he is there. And you guys are going to run. And you're going to see who will win the prize. Solomon said he has gone to the whole, you know, gone around and have come to realize that it is not about you running so fast. It is not about your strength that you will succeed. It is not about your wisdom that you will obtain that crown. But chance, said time and chance, happened to them all. Grace, that is the way I see it. The grace that the Lord has given us, this time and chance, everyone is the same grace. As you come, we all start from the same level in Christ. You can be a doctor. By the time you come to know our Lord Jesus Christ, you are a baby, Christian babe. Start. So everyone is starting from the same level, all of us in Christ. How fast you run depends on how much understanding you have and what you want to have at the end of it all. But from the very beginning, the Lord make it, you know, he made it clear that these are the crowns. What you want, that's what you run for. The race of 100 meters is the first one. This is the one that they choose to determine who is the fastest man in the world. So they line up people that are representing their countries. Said, this one is the fastest man from his country. This one is the fastest man from his country. And they joined them together. They said that this is the world competition. The fastest men around the world have come together. Let me read the scripture. Hebrews 12 and the verses 1 to 2. In line of this race of life, Apostle Paul said, wherefore, seeing we Christians also are compassed about with so great cloud of witnesses. In other words, Christians being in the world are in the arena of stadium. They are in the arena of stadium, and there are multitudes that are also watching. And these ones, the public that is watching from above so great a cloud of witnesses. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which do so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the Father. Is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. What is the scripture saying? If you are running a race, there is a line, they call it the get set line. That is where everyone will come. And they say, get set. And you kneel down. The moment, on your marks, go. So when people have come to that line, they are preparing to take off. To go where? It is only one place that they look at. The finishing line. It is only one place. No one is looking. No. The finishing line. Get set. Go. They are running. Running. So, we being also in this race, as the scripture is saying, he said that our finishing line is who? Jesus. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. So Jesus Christ is the one that initiates us at the starting point. And he is also the one that is going to bring forth the finishing line. We are looking unto Jesus to finish all that the Lord God had called us to do. We are looking unto Jesus to finish all that the Lord God has called us to do. When you look unto Jesus, you are going to be exposed to every single thing that is not right in your life. You have time to talk more and more about these things. But for sure, we are running a race to look unto Jesus for a prize that is awaiting at the finishing line that our Lord Jesus Christ shall be giving us. What is the purpose of this prize? That is the crown that we are going to receive. But it is given at the finishing line. These rewards of crowns are for the purpose of determining the degree of authority in the messianic kingdom and not for the eternal order. You know, there is one thing that we have to understand. Remember, it is very clear. The word tells us that in the time that we call it the messianic kingdom, you know, it is Satan that is going to be locked for 1,000 years. And then the children of God are just going to have such a wonderful life with our Lord Jesus Christ. Okay. Eternal order is afterwards, way down, that where everything has been settled. And the child, at that time, everyone is the same. We are all having the same position and enjoying, but not in the kingdom. Not in the kingdom. At the time of the kingdom, everyone's position is different. How your position is different. The mercy seat, the judgment seat, that's what it is. The judgment seat is not to judge sinners. The judgment seat is to judge, to see the type of work, how you built, They that built with woods and, you know, and hills and all that, it shall be tested by fire. And you, if you suffer loss, you have suffered loss. Then all your deeds are like. But you built with gold. You are entitled to receive a crown. A higher level of crown. This is what the reward is all about. We are not going to have the same position in the kingdom of God. In the kingdom of Christ, believers are not going to have the same position. So if you see someone working so hard and another person just cruising in the kingdom, look at him. Is your work or your labor going to be in vain? Absolutely not. This is what we are talking about here. So if you are running or you are training yourself to get a gold medal, then you have to know that in the kingdom of God, these things, they just look at how the Bible is and then they start copying so many things. We are also going to receive rewards. So the purpose of the crowns are authorities that will be given to people in the kingdom of Christ. When you continue the story, you want to find out that this man that is traveling give talents, money to his servants. Go and occupy, invest. When I come back, I will find out how much more you have made. According to how much you have worked, so shall you be rewarded. Some of them are getting 10 cities. Others are getting 5 cities. So accordingly, so shall it be to every child of God that is today laboring for Christ. Your labor shall not be in vain. The purpose of the crown. So, in Bible, 5 different crowns has been identified for 5 different type of people that are working in this kingdom. Where do you categorize yourself? You, when you hear it, and according to your works, then you will know where you fit. At the end of it, if you see yourself not fitting anywhere, it means that you need maybe a different trainer. Maybe your trainer is also good, but you are not working hard enough. These things are done. That is the purpose of evaluation. Do you know that the companies, do you know how they do the evaluation? They have all these questions. And then your name is written on one of the paper. And they move it around. So your colleagues are evaluating you. They said, this is brother so and so. Fill this form. Tell us what you think about him. And everyone is rating the other one. And nobody knows what other one has said. Praise the Lord. Nobody knows what other one has said. So this is not an issue of trying to work to please someone. There is a crown awaiting for you. How much you invest, how hard you work, that is how great your price will be. So if you are going to be the type that is, you know, running and looking around, is he coming? Is he coming? No, you are being distracted. Looking onto Jesus, that final, you know, line, and run as fast as you can to get there. Have you seen those guys that are running so fast? When they run, you can only, you know, they are single-minded. Their eyes is just on the finishing line. Let your eyes be on Christ. Run and run fast. Run and run. Forest, run. We said 5 crowns. The first crown that is called the incorruptible crown. And it is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and the verses 24 and 25. Incorruptible crown. So Apostle Paul said, know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain. So run that you also may obtain the prize. So run. And verse 25. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. But so he's saying that people that are running for Olympics, they run for Olympics to obtain corruptible crowns, money, and all that. But the type of race that a Christian is in, by the time that you finish that race, the crown that shall be released unto you, it is an incorruptible crown. So comparing heaven with the earth, heaven is so high, way high. Run, so you may obtain that type of prize. The incorruptible crown, it is a crown that is given to those who exercise self-control and gain the mastery and victory in their spiritual life. It is for those who have gained the victory over the old man, the old sin nature. It is for those who have learned to live a spirit-filled life or a spirit-controlled life. Warfare. You have fought that fight and have gained control, self-control. You have been mastered and conquered, and you are victorious in spiritual life. That is, we are talking about the spirit man. So the one that has come to a point to serve the Lord and has built his spirit man. So many things that children of God are not getting it because they are still babes and have not come to a level of maturity. He said these type of crowns are for the people that have been mastered in self-control. That the old man has been subdued. The Adamic nature has been conquered. So now, you are walking in victory. The Lord said that the incorruptible crown is for you. This is very important. If you are going to pass next year, and you are not thinking at this time about what you know, according to all that you have been listening to this ministry, or all that you have been listening from your readings, the word of God, and you look at yourself, and you know, the Bible talks about your anger. It is not something that is going to help you. And matter of fact, it's even destroying your home. You get so angry against your wife, against your husband. A little thing gets you off. And you know that this is something that the Lord is telling you that, hey, do something about it. I have released the Holy Spirit. Allow the Holy Spirit to take over. So that you can keep your home, you can keep your marriage, you can keep your children, and you can keep yourself from hell. You know these things, and you are still playing, allowing the old man to just control you. The Lord said that the incorruptible crowns are for the ones that have come to a point to look unto Jesus and said that the finishing line is Jesus Christ. I will get there. It is very simple. In our homes, if you want to see how your face truly looks like, your mirror might deceive you. How is the mirror deceiving you? The mirror that you are looking to look at your face, the light in your room, in your bathroom, is important. The type of mirror that you are looking, it is important. When you get outside with the same mirror, the different type of, that is the day brought light. You'll be seeing everything that you cannot see in that bathroom unless you put a different type of life, a different type of light to see well. You cannot be looking unto Jesus Christ and be faking. If you look unto Jesus, Jesus will not deceive you. If you look unto Jesus Every single thing that is not glorifying God, it doesn't come just today. It's a life process. It's a race. Endurance race. So don't get worried if you are not there yet, but you are running. But be sincere and honest to yourself. This is not the time to start looking about what is going on in somebody's marriage. Start looking at yourself and stop talking about your stuff to people. What they are not doing with their husband, they said they are doing it because you are bringing your nakedness to them. And if you don't pay attention, you will divorce your husband. You will divorce your wife. Jesus is saying, please look at the right mirror. Recognize that there is a spot in your face. You have been given what it takes to take it off. Take the cotton and that chemical, wipe it, and it is going to go. If it's not going, it means that it's deeper than that. Are you going to take a knife and cut it off? Holy Spirit has been given. Allow him to get rid of it. It's not by yourself or by your own spirit that you can do it. Allow the Holy Spirit to take over. So he said that it is only they that are spirit-filled, spirit-controlled, that can get this type of crowns. You want this crown, please put yourself in the arena of training for that type. Amen. We are going to the second crown. You are at work and you want to be a supervisor. You have to know what it takes to be a supervisor. You are at work and you want to be a manager. You have to know what it takes to be a manager. If you need to sacrifice life, you need to sacrifice your time. By the time that you come back to work, if you have to go and take some evening courses so that you upgrade your own curriculum, fine, do it. Do it because you want to be a manager. Cannot be sitting down and always criticizing the managers and say that if it was me, it can never be you because you have not taken the step to be there. Number two crown is called the crown of rejoicing. First Thessalonians chapter 2 and the verses 18 and 19. The word says, he said, wherefore we would have come unto you, even I, Paul, once and again, but Satan hindered us. Paul wanted to come with his team, but Satan withstood against him. He does not want them to go there for people to receive their breakthrough. He doesn't. So Satan was facing them. Verse 19. He said, for what is our hope or joy or crown of rejoicing? Are not even ye in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at his coming? So now, you know, knowing your reason of doing what you are doing, it is very important. We want to come. Satan resists us, but we don't give up. We don't give up. So basically what Peter, you know, and his team, what Paul wanted to go there, but Satan was resisting. Peter wanted to go there. Satan was resisting. All the apostles, they wanted to go and do what the Lord, but Satan was resisting because this is his world. So shall it be against you. But don't give up. So this type of crown is given to those who win souls for Jesus Christ, our Lord. We want to go. Satan resists us, but we resist also Satan and still go there for the souls to be warned. Breakthrough. You want to fulfill that ministry that the Lord God has called you. Everyone has not been called to stand at the pulpit. We have been called. This is the body of Christ. Some of you, The Lord is watching you how you treat your husband. The Lord is also watching you how you talk to your wife. How much love is the home, a godly home? What type of training are you giving to your children? These are all part of the things that the Lord had put in scriptures for you. Is it something that you are doing, or you just come to church on Sundays and say that I'm a Christian and there is no change in your life for all these many years? Your husband is not even coming because the husband looked at your attitude and cannot follow you. So what type of message are they preaching there? For my wife to have this type of attitude at home. What type of messages are they preaching there for my husband to, you know, to see me this way? Your wife is not a trash. She's not a trash. The Lord said that as you submit yourself, your husband also love them. Matter of fact, you have to love one another. So you have brought your own enemy at home and sleeping with your own enemy day and night. You wake up in the morning, the first thing you see is your enemy. Something definitely has gone wrong. Please, it is the work of the enemy. So you can't even win your own home. You can't win nobody from your own house. And you come stand here at church. What church? Church start from home. The Bible that you carry, it is not something that is passive. It's a book that is active. Faith is the substance. Hope for evidence of things don't see. So it is active. It's an evidence. Your faith will bring forth proofs in your home. If you win souls, what is it that going? I mean, it's so amazing. Can you, as a husband, be working so hard, and the time comes, and you see yourself in heaven, and you know, you look around, and you can't recognize, you can't see no one that looks like your wife or your children? The Lord said it. Remember, the soul is the one that is going. The soul will remember every single thing. I will remember, and I will also tell you that you remember this day, the message that came. I told you that you needed to work your home out. You needed to help your wife to also come to know our Lord Jesus Christ. You needed to train your children to know Christ. I told you this. We are going to recognize each other. Your wife will not be your wife over there because there is no marriage in heaven. But what a wonderful joy to see that the one that the Lord has called as your partner, that you have come to this life here, after 100 years old, you have gone back and all your children made it. Are you going to share your crown alone, or you are going to share your crown with the loved ones? Please, whatever that it takes to win your home, before you go and preach to someone, win your home. Bring them to Christ. Then this crown is for they that are winning souls. For our Lord Jesus Christ is the crown that is available to those who do the work of evangelism, you know, and the fruits of their labor are seen in the people that are coming to know Christ. Evangelized your home. Set it up. The church starts from home. We said it. And don't fake. This morning in Matthew 18, we were talking about so many things. The spirit of unforgiveness. The spirit of unforgiveness. Matter of fact, we find out that it was because of pride. Pride. Satanic weapon. There is a message that was preached from this pulpit. It's on the web. We said that unforgiveness is a satanic weapon. Someone comes and wrong you, and you have found yourself as a victim. As a result of that, maybe the person is even mocking you for what he has done. Hey, I have gotten him. He said, and you stand there, I will never forgive you. I will never. Satan had made a room for your destiny to be locked. Your prayers are not going. The Lord is not listening to you, and you are there playing victim. Playing victim. The craftiness of Satan, you have to understand it. He might use your wife, he might use your children. Don't let them become your enemies. They need help. Stand and help them. God is going to ask you. The Lord will ask you. Christianity is not some kind of fake thing that we come around and jumping, dancing and all that and then we go. No, Christianity is life. And life is a character. Character like what? Like Jesus. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. That is why you cannot be deceived when you are looking unto Jesus. If your role model, it's I don't know what, in the world out there, you'll be deceived. They themselves, they don't know what they are doing. That's why they are changing. Everything is changing. Everything is moving. And nothing is stable. It's only Christ, that rock, that nobody can move it. Everything else is moving. What they are trusting, they come to realize that it is not working. Work for the right type of crowd. People that are winning souls, they receive the crown of rejoicing for their labor. Number three crown, we say we have five of them. It's called the crown of righteousness. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7 to 8. Apostle Paul writing to Timothy, the younger one, he said, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. So you have to fight to keep your faith. You have to fight to keep your faith. You have to fight to keep your faith. Remember the Luke 18 that we talk about? This widow in the city with the unrighteous judge. And the widow will keep going. Avenge me of my enemies. And at the end of the story, Jesus said, when the Lord comes, will he find this type of faith? Violent faith. Violent faith. In other words, you cannot be careless about your life to the extent that you are going to be a victim. You allow someone to kill you before your time. Don't go and stand before Almighty God and say that, oh, Father, my auntie was a witch and then she killed me. So the witchcraft power is greater than Jesus' power, right? Jesus was said, you never got to understand what the cross was all about. So you went to earth, wasted my resources. Go to hell, let me burn you. To tell you that the power has been given. That is why the Lord said that you have to go. You go. The resistance of the devil is not an excuse for you not to do what the Lord has called you to do. At the end of the day, when we pray, who do we pray to? We pray to God. Who is going to answer our prayers? God is the one that is answering our prayers. At the end of life, who is in control? God is the one that is in control. At the time that we are living, who is in control? God is the one that is in control. So then why is it that you can't let go and trust your God and allow God to move life for you? We hold on to certain things because we don't trust God enough. The Lord will see you through. Almighty God, he will see you through. Fight a good fight of faith. Finish your course, finish your race, and keep your faith. Verse 8 of 2 Timothy 4, he said, henceforth, there is a lay up for me, a crown of righteousness. You see, after you have fought and kept your faith, there is a lay up for him, a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day of judgment seat, and not unto me only, but unto all them also that love his appearance. unto all them also that love his appearance. Are you living because you love the appearance of God? Are you living because you are waiting for Christ to come? Are you living because you are, you target what Christ has in store for your life? So this type of crowns are for those who have the faith, both doctrinally and morally also, in spite of adversary, devices. So all circumstances that the enemy will just throw on your way, you still continue and fight. It is a crown that is given to those who love the appearance of Jesus Christ. Those who look and longing for the return of Jesus Christ. Christ is coming. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. So they are looking for his return. And they are in the position of expectation for the return. And they keep doing what it takes to keep that faith. For such people are the crown of righteousness. For such people, so what you are living for, if you are living, are waiting for the return of Jesus Christ, you are waiting for Christ to come. The type of life. So Christ is returning. Would he find this type of faith? So you fight to keep your faith. If your faith is being tried, don't allow nobody to take what belongs to you. Fight and keep it. Unto you, it is given to understand the mysteries of the kingdom of God. Unto them, they are not. They are not given. So we talk to them in parables. They have not come to the point to understand that the rewards that are waiting for us, they are beyond anything that they are working for. God never said that he's not going to bless you. If you are living your life for only those material things, struggling just to get. The Lord said that in all your gettings, get wisdom. The wisdom to know that there is a life after this one, which is an eternal life. Ephesians 1:3, blessed be God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who had blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places, in Christ. In heavenly places, in Christ. What you are working so hardly for and living for, Christ had already released them. They are spiritual. Get spiritual and pull them down. The crown of righteousness, it is for they that are waiting for his appearance. Number four crown is called the crown of life. The crown of life. There are two scriptures where the crown of life is are mentioned. The crown of life is mentioned in two different scriptures. Number one is James 1:12. He said, blessed is the man that endureth temptation. For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord had promised to them that love him. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation. You see, so temptation that we go through, they are meant to try your faith. They are meant to oppose you, to prevent you from receiving a crown. You see that? It's amazing. When we are going through situations, we just have to remember that every single situation that we are going through, it is an opportunity for you to get where the Lord wants you to be. But if you are not there, if you don't understand these things, you will be at your corner and you are always just crying, oh God, why are you doing this to me? No, you have to see that as an opportunity. You will not die out of it. You are coming out. You are coming out. There is something that, I was reading, and you remember Jacob? Jacob, his sons, they came back to Jacob and told Jacob, he said that, Jacob, your son Joseph is dead. Here is his coat. The coat that you love him so much that you gave. Genesis 34. So this, he is dead. And the man cried and cried and cried and cried. They were trying to comfort him.
He won't allow them to be, you know, to comfort him. And I look at it, I say, my goodness, this is a man that has a covenant with God. He cannot lose any of his children. Praise the Lord. He cannot. But he didn't see it. It was impossible for him to lose any of them, because God has a covenant with them. He cannot. And he didn't know that the Lord was at work. There are certain things that you cannot die out of those temptations. You can't. 1 Corinthians 10:13, he said that there is no temptation that is taking you such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able. So if the temptation comes on your way, it means that God has judged you to be able to overcome that temptation. Otherwise, the Lord would not allow it to come. Because if he allows it, he said that with the temptation also will make a way for you to escape. The Lord will use the weapon of the devil for you to destroy them. I have always been saying this. I said, who is the person that is going to make the greatest weapon to destroy you? Your enemy. Your enemy. They will sit down. They will think about it. They know how you move and everything else. They will study you and make the right weapon to finish you. But you know what? The weapon that they have made, it is the same weapon that you can use against them, and they will be destroyed. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, every power standing against your life, anyone that says that you will not make it and planning any evil against you, it shall fall upon them in the name of Jesus. The crown of life, the crown of life. Revelation 2:10, talking about the crown of life, he said, fear none of these things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give unto thee a crown of life. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give unto thee a crown of life. Trust the Lord that the Lord will pull you out. So this type of crowns are given for they that suffered martyrdom for their faith. You know, they that are being persecuted. Persecuted. There are places that no one dare to go. They will cut off your head. There are places that they come to the church and kill everybody in the church. But the Lord said that the gospel has to be preached to those souls also over there. And someone is sent there. That is why when we come and we are at the night and praying, you cannot come and just pray for your food alone. We said, let's pray for they that the Lord has called and are facing persecutions. We are in America here. We are cruising, worshiping God. Some are even sitting at the church and still have pap on their mouth as preaching is going on. That is how comfortable people are. In some churches, not here. Here you cannot drink when we are preaching here. Pray for them. They need our prayers to go through what the Lord has called them to do. And we do know that the Lord is going to give them the crown of life. And the last one, and we are bringing everything to an end, it's called the crown of glory. The crown of glory. 1 Peter 5:2-4. He said, feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind, neither as being lords over God's inheritance, but being ensamples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, he shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Hallelujah. So this type of crowns are for the people that are faithful, feeding the flock of God. It is available to the pastors, the elders, and the others that are doing the work towards, the sheep, giving them the milk and the meat and all that. It's also available to you. We are all called to minister to others, to bring them to salvation. Amen. Ha! What a wonderful time. What a wonderful time. So now, every one of us, each one of us, we all know. We know why we are running that fast. Work out. Build the muscles. So Jesus, in conclusion, Lamentation 5:16, he said, "The crown is falling from our heads. Woe unto us that we have sinned." So sin allows crowns to be fallen. People, they are lay aside every weight. You cannot be running and be willing to run fast and untangling yourself with unnecessary weight. Sin. Sin is not going to help you. When we talk about sin, people are thinking, especially we children of God, we see, fornication. Of course, those big sins, definitely. But every sin is a sin. Every sin is a sin. We talk about the spirit of anger in our homes. In our homes, easily, in our homes. And the way that we talk to our wives. I am very sure that if you are, by the time that your voice is so high, and shouting on your wife, if someone knocks the door, written has been changed. Some, their crowns are falling because of sin. Revelation 3, and I'm going to read it in two different versions, King James and the Message. 3:11, he said, "Behold," Jesus Christ is the one speaking here. He said, "Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no one, no man, take thy crown." No man take thy crown. So your crown can be taken by someone. Amazing. Your crown can be taken by what? By somebody. The Message version, different type of English. He said, Jesus said, "I am on my way. I am on my way. I will be there soon. I will be there soon. I am on my way. I'm coming. Jesus is coming. I will be here soon." Keep a right grip on what you have so no one distracts you and steal your crown. No one distract you and steal your crown. A lot of people are in distraction. Today, hey, we are going here. Hey, tomorrow we are here. They are distracted in life. Every movement, they are there. They don't know what they want. They live according to their friends. What your husband is telling you, don't listen. Because you are in America. You are in America. America will destroy your marriage. America will steal your children. It is not that the country is not good. It is because you have no wisdom. It's not everything that is out there in the world that you have to go and catch it. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord bless your homes. May the Lord bless your children. May the Lord bless your Christian journey. May the Lord empower you to do every single thing that He has called you to do. May the Lord give you grace to obtain that wisdom to live a glorious life unto a crown. In the name of Jesus. We thank God for your life. God bless you. Amen.